Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University's Worldwide Campus, offering a range of online programs that allow students to earn a degree in aviation, engineering, business, and beyond from anywhere. More at erau.edu/ww.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. This year, Palm Bay will see its first celebration of Emancipation Day, a commemoration of the day in 1833 that Caribbean nations and territories were freed from British imperial slavery. Guyana was one of those nations, and now a renowned Guyanese chef is sharing that Caribbean history and culture with Central Florida through food. Hollis Barkley, founder and executive chef of Caribbean CEO Kitchen, is a brand new resident of Palm Bay after years of running her own restaurant in New York and publishing a book called From Coal Pot to Corporate CEO, A Culinary Journey Through the Caribbean. Her July 31st event is Freedom's Table, an Emancipation Day culinary experience at Taste of the Tropics in Palm Bay. She says Guyanese dishes will accompany music, storytelling, and a proclamation from Palm Bay's mayor, all highlighting the importance of Emancipation Day.
This was when slaves were freed throughout the entire British Caribbean. It's observed on August 1st, and we honor the resilience, the strength, and the contributions of those who endured slavery. So that's what Emancipation is all about in the Caribbean.
Let's talk about the importance of food in telling the stories that sort of illuminate the history from that time to this. You're using food to help people understand the culture and understand the history. How does that work?
Yes. So Caribbean CEO Kitchen, it represents my vision of combining luxury dining, authentic Caribbean cuisine, cultural storytelling, and hospitality that celebrates our heritage while creating unforgettable moments.
So tell me about some of the dishes and what their cultural relevance is.
So, for example, at our Emancipation dinner, we will have one of Guyana's national dish. It's called pepper pot. It's made with different kinds of meat, and it's basically Afro-Guyanese and Arawak Indians, a combination of those two cultures. So we're using cassava. Also, we'll be having something called crab and kalu velout. Now, traditionally, a soup is made with whole crabs and kalu boiled together in a large pan. On this day, it'll be a cream kalu soup with lumps of crab meat on it. So it's crab soup being elevated, Guyanese style. You can also expect to taste our cassava pone. Afro-Guyanese use extensively in your food preparation. So you'll find cassava being used in almost everything. Cassava pone, which is used to make a very delicious traditional Guyanese dessert.
That's sort of like a thick cake type dessert?
It's a thick cake made with cassava and coconut.
I understand that Guyanese cuisine is a mix, as you said, Amerindian elements.
Amerindians, yes. Chinese, Indian, Muslim, seven different nations. Yes.
Seven different nations?
Ethnic different groups, yes.
Tell me how that comes about, how that ends up in one cuisine.
Well, the Amerindians were there, and then you have the Indians, the indentured slaves from India were brought to the Caribbean, to Guyana, and to various other Caribbean countries. You have the Africans who were brought from Africa on the slave trade. You have the Chinese who were also indentured, brought later on. So you have a mixture of African, Chinese, Amerindians, Indian, who all make up this very big diaspora in Guyana.
Tell me why it is important to bring this education to our area.
So history, I believe, is important because history should be remembered, but it also be experienced. So through Freedom's Table, we allow persons or public community to experience, to learn about our culture, celebrate and appreciate Caribbean culture. And that's the importance of it being in Palm Bay. And this is done through food.
That seems like a directly sensory way that people can experience history and have a sensory connection to history as they learn it.
Through food, yes.
I'd like to learn a little bit more about you. So I would like to know your history with cooking, from where you came from to where you are now.
So I was born in a small, dusty town in Guyana called Brebes. I came to the States in 1998. And there I went to college. And eventually I ended up owning a high-end Caribbean restaurant, Guyanese restaurant in New York City. It was called Bluefin Bar and Grill, which was recently closed this year.
What brought you here?
I guess my love of the openness here, the peace, the quietness of Palm Bay. I'm now 57 years old and I've lived most of my life in New York. And I'm looking for something different. I'm looking for the beauty of Palm Bay that Palm Bay has to offer.
I was trying to inform myself a little bit before I spoke to you. And I stumbled upon some Guyanese greetings. And one of them is essentially asking, what's your story? And I love the thought of that being a greeting, not just how are you, but what's your story? Is there a rich storytelling tradition in Guyana?
Guyana is rich in storytelling, yes. Part of our culture is telling of our journey from Africa to the Caribbean. It tells of how our ancestors got to the Caribbean, how we survived in the Caribbean, and the foods that we used to survive. So, for example, our ancestors used a lot of like saltfish, which was a very poor man's dish, but it's how they survive, right? By smoking the fish and make it last in that horrid sun in Guyana.
So some of the ingredients that are still used today were ingredients that people used to survive when they were enslaved. Is that right?
Yes, that is true. But I'm elevating the way in which we use saltfish. For example, I have a dish that I just created. It's called cassava crisp with smoked herring mousse. So it's smoked herring, cream cheese and sour cream. Very delicious. Smoked herring is one of those fishes that was very affordable and plentiful in my country. But now I'm elevating smoked herring into mousse.
That's a beautiful expression of how a culture evolves. Once the culture has survived through the time when things were indescribably difficult, on the other side of that, there is time to elevate these dishes and welcome them into a larger, broader culture. And these dishes inform American cuisine because American cuisine is a multicultural cuisine.
Absolutely.
What is something that you would like people to know about either the culture of Guyana or about food from Guyana or about Emancipation Day that you think a lot of people do not know?
Well, I know that Emancipation Day is celebrated in New York, but not a lot of states understand the importance of emancipation, of August 1st, why it's important to celebrate emancipation. You know, we just celebrated Juneteenth, and that's widely celebrated across the entire states. But emancipation is now widely celebrated across the U.S. So the mayor and the first lady will be attending, and they'll be issuing a proclamation recognizing the importance of Emancipation Day.
I would like to have you describe in detail how to make one dish.
Let me think of my favorite dish. So I love curry. It was brought to the Caribbean by the Indians. So the first step in making curry chicken is you have your fresh garlic, you have your curry powder, and you mix that into a paste. And you fry this in hot oil on the stovetop. So it's called blooming. It's very important that you bloom the curry powder and the garlic and the jeera and Indian seasoning. That's what gives the curry its deep color. After that is bloomed and very dark color, and you have a very pungent smell coming out of this bloom of this curry. You add your seasoned chicken. Now you can have your chicken marinating overnight for 24 hours. The longer you marinate the chicken, the tastier the chicken is. You add this chicken to this blooming on the stovetop and you cook it about 5 minutes until the chicken is cooked and colored. And then you add your water and you simmer down on the stove. Gradually, you add your seasoning and flavor to taste.
Tell me about the seasoning.
For the seasoning for curry chicken, you will use, again, fresh ingredients, but you also want to use dry ingredients to marinate your seasoning, like your fresh garlic powder, onion powder, complete seasoning, which I use a lot. You use a jeera. You can add pepper and salt. And one thing that Guyanese use in the curry is something called wiri wiri pepper. W-I-R-I-W-I-R-I. This is a pepper that can only be found in Guyana, nowhere else. It's a small cherry-like pepper, but it's very flavorful and you simmer to taste, yes.
Excellent. This is the best way I can think of that a radio audience can taste food, is having you walk through the recipe step by step.
The most important part is the blooming of that curry.
How hot is the wiri pepper?
Very hot. I'm known for making my food a bit spicy, but very tasty.
That was Hollis Barkley, author and executive chef of Caribbean CEO Kitchen in Palm Bay. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.